Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene. Damn. Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein. Yeah. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money Damn. Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. God. So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did.
Alright, alright, alright. I ain't got no feelings for a sheep without a brain. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, September the 30th. Friday, September the 30th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding soul scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time as willing. Explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a deep message for you today. Won't be no hooping and hollering today, man. This is a serious topic. This is one of those messages where you kind of have to really put your thinking cap on. This is not one of those feel-good messages, but it's one of those messages that if you can figure out this piece of the puzzle, it'll definitely elevate your consciousness, which is what I'm about. I'm on this planet to help you expand your awareness, to expand your consciousness, to encompass all that you are. Right now, you are limiting your scope. You are limiting your perception. You are limiting your abilities, and you're not living. You're not optimizing. You're not living to your full potential. However great you are, whatever greatness you have achieved, however far along you have come, there is still plenty of room for you to continue to grow and to expand and to encompass, because the universe, this one verse, this one song is huge. So today, my brothers and sisters, I need you to put your thinking caps on, because I need you to think outside the box. So whatever your belief system is, please leave it at the door. Whatever that you believe, leave that at the door. I would like for you to come with me on a journey. And we're going on a journey to look at how the universe really works. On this journey that we're taking in the next 30 minutes, is I need you to think, what was it like when you had the greatest amount of money or wealth? How did you feel? I need you to think, when you was in your tip-top best shape that you've ever been in your life when you were you was banging. Your body was like in a man, women, you remember back today in the day when, man, every time you walked down the street, you turned heads and guys' mouth would drop. Everybody would stop and look at you, and they'd be like, man, who's that lucky guy? Can you go back in your brain and remember, go back in your past and remember when you was in the best shape of your life physically? What about spiritually or wisdom-wise? When can you go back and remember what it felt like when you have that, you had a connection with God? You just felt like your prayers was being answered. You just knew that you was almost like walking on water, that you felt like, you know, that you had this divine connection and that when you, before you could even ask a prayer, it was answered. Can you think back to a relationship when you was in? Can you go back to that relationship that you was in, that man, that person just made you feel like you was the most important thing on earth? Can you go back to that place where you was just with this guy and he just did it for you? Whatever, you know, his smile, walk, whatever he did, can you remember what it felt like? Can you remember, women, what it felt like when you was the number one person and you was the only person in your significant other's life? Do you remember what that felt like? Can you remember, man, what it was like to be your wife's, your girlfriend's, like, hero? Do you remember, man, what it was like? Because, women, this is what all men want, in case y'all don't know. A man will do anything for a woman that makes him feel this. Like, she hangs on his every word. Like, his intellect and his knowledge and the information that he shares is so valuable that, you know, you will skip lunch, you skip breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's a way that a woman looks at a man when she's in love, that the man knows that she values his thought and his opinion over every other man on the planet. I don't know if you can remember back in those times or back in those days in those four areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, what it felt like. Because if you can, or if you could gather that feeling, if you could garner and live in that space, the world as you know it today would totally transform. Because right now as we speak, there is something that is outside of your circle that you want. So the mere fact that whatever you want in life, you can't have. Now, I know people tell you that first of all, you got to establish what you want. But the mere fact of establishing, and I say this all the time, so that's why I'm doing this show, because I need you to understand what I say or what I mean when I say you got to be crystal clear. Because the number one thing for Christ consciousness, the number one thing for quantum consciousness, the number one thing for wave consciousness, for Christos consciousness is how. The number one thing, brothers and sisters, is godliness plus contentment equals great gain. Out of everything that we talk about, out of all the stuff that we do, we all, myself included, forget that I have everything that I need for life and godliness, past tense. So the mere fact that I am in search of something is disrespectful to God. It's like I'm giving him the finger. It's like, as a father, if my son come to me and say, Dad, I need your help and your protection, the mere fact that he would assume that he would have to ask for that is an insult. It's an insult to my intelligence, for my children to say that they don't have a father. It is an insult to my intellect for my children to say that they don't have nobody to consult with in times of trouble. Because they know, but do they? Do you know? You don't know. See, you don't know that you have been given all power and all authority. See, you don't know that you have been given dominion over five kingdoms. You don't know. If you did know, none of us would have a request. We would just have gratitude. The only thing that we would do every day, we would be just overwhelmed with the feeling that I'm feeling right now, every day. So why do I feel this way every day? Because this thought escapes my very minuscule brain. I don't care how many times I do these shows, read these books, I still somehow forget that God has given me everything that I need, and he's given it to you. God has given you everything. Now, I don't know about you, but the definition of the word everything pretty much includes anything that you can think or ask. God wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think or ask. So if God has given you everything according to 2 Peter, then let's go back and see how did he do it. So 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, 2 Peter 1, 2 says, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ, or Jesus our Lord. So you don't have, I don't have grace and peace because I don't have knowledge of God. So I cannot be a partaker of his divine nature. Now, brothers and sisters, it's like this is very, very, very overwhelming emotionally. And the reason that is very, very overwhelming for me emotionally is because I don't believe this. I know. And how do I know? Because every situation that I find myself in, when I take on this attitude of grace and peace, something multiplies in my life. And then I go back to fear, doubt, and worry. Because then the next day, then tomorrow, I get a bill. Tomorrow, I get an email. Tomorrow, I get a threatening phone call. Tomorrow, I get in my car, and somebody will take me out of his divine nature. So if there is a way, I don't know. I'm asking you. I need your help today. I need somebody to help me understand. Because, see, whatever you have, you get more of. The Bible says, to him that has, more shall be given. And to him that has not, the little that he does have is taken from him. So you go to God, and you are a king's kid. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You are a joint heir. You are the offspring. You are made in the image and likeness. You are the apple of God's eye. And you go to him, and you have an attitude that says, I need. Can you imagine? You got a refrigerator full of food. You got a beautiful home that you worked and slaved all your life for your children, and your child walks into your house and they tell you, I'm hungry. How does that make you feel? When you know you just came from the grocery store, spent $500 worth of food, and you put it in the refrigerator, and that little version of you knows all you got to do is go to the refrigerator and get him some food. But he's going to come to you and say, I'm hungry. I ain't got nothing to eat. At that moment, you know, you had, like me, I like want to like slap him back into reality or form him. Maybe it's something that he needs prepared because he don't know how to fix it. So maybe I got all of the ingredients in the refrigerator, but my son and my daughter don't have the understanding and the knowledge to prepare the meal. Maybe they got all of the ingredients, but they want lasagna. I got the noodles, you know, maybe it's vegetable lasagna. I got all the vegetables, you know, I got all of everything to make the lasagna, but I have a child, Suffer not little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. You're a spiritual child. So all of the food is in the refrigerator, but you don't have the recipe to put it together. See, grace and peace can only be multiplied, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace can only be multiplied to you through your knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And then this is the smoking gun, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, his divine power. Whose power? His divine power. Whose power? His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his glory and excellence. It's not my power. It's not my life. It's not my godliness. It's not my knowledge. It's not my glory. It's not my excellence. It's all his. So the universe, the mere fact that you are breathing means that the universe has given you everything that you need for life and godliness, everything. So if you go to the universe and say, I need something else for life and godliness, the universe doesn't recognize that request because the universe has already provided you with. So whatever you have more, you get more of it. But the fact that you have it, but you keep saying that you don't, then the universe takes what you got. So you are suffering today, brother. You're suffering today. So let me rephrase that. I'm suffering today. I'm suffering today because of the lack of consciousness, because of my lack of awareness of what God has already done, past tense. So whatever you want is an indication that you're suffering from ignorance. So when you go to God with a request saying, God, I need, God says, that's not my son. That's not my daughter. I don't recognize that frequency. You're going to God with the wrong vibe, homie. You're living your life in the wrong frequency. You're living your life like a Luciferian, and you're not. You're a king's kid. You're a royal priest. You're a holy nation. You're a joint heir. You're made in the image. You got the same frequency as God. When you pray to God, you don't pray to God. You pray as God because you're his son. You're his daughter. So you talk like him. You walk like him. You eat like him. You sleep like him. You breathe like him. You do everything like him because you are an individualization of him or her or whatever phrase or terminology that floats your boat. You see, brothers and sisters, we all been conned. And I don't care how many times you hear a message like this, tomorrow when something comes into your life and slaps you upside the head, you're going to forget it. We all have short-term memory loss. So whatever you have to do, I need your help to help me. How? Now, I put these examples. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and I was saying, like, whenever I get a job, my business goes off the chain. Whenever I go and get a job, people call, books, sell, shows are attended. Anytime I get a job, I make more money online. I get so busy that I have to quit the job. And the moment I quit the job, the business goes back down. Why? Anytime, now when I was single, I remember like it was yesterday. I remember, man, when I was single, I couldn't pay no females to talk to me. I was begging, I was pleading. I couldn't buy. I couldn't even go pay for a hooker. Couldn't even buy. It was crazy. When I, after my first divorce, in between my marriage, I was the head of an insurance company, had my own office, had my own clients, just rode around in my nice car all day. Didn't do that. Females would come in. I couldn't buy a date. Why? As soon as I got married, women coming out the woodworks. Brother, you should be good. Where was all them females when I was single? I couldn't give, you know, I mean, y'all don't even understand how hard I tried to find a date. I couldn't buy Nookie. You don't understand why. Then when, now, I need you to really understand how the universe works because you are doing what I'm doing subconsciously. When you are in a relationship, you can have as many relationships with anybody you want. You can get any female you want, as long as you're married. A if you marry, now, I get more attention with a wedding ring on than I do without one. I take my wedding ring off, go to the gym, nobody looks at me. I put my wedding ring on, go to the gym, I got females following me around. Why is that? I don't have no job. I'm doing my business. I'm putting all of my energy into my business. Man, I can't sell, I can't give away my products. Then I say, you know what? That's an easier way for me to do this. I know I got skills and I got talents, so I'm going to go get a job. I go get a job, start working. Man, people calling me, hey, Doc, I was interested in that product. Man, my business started blowing up. As soon as I don't need, whatever it is I don't need, I can have. So I don't know how. How do you, I need somebody to help me. How do I maintain the, what do I feel when I have a job and I'm running my business? What do I feel when I'm married that I don't feel when I'm not? What do I feel when you have, when you're in a relationship? I keep saying married. You don't have to be married. But if you're in a relationship with somebody, it's easy to get somebody else. But if you're not in a relationship, you can't buy a relationship. It's like pulling teeth. Why? The universe only responds to the subconscious frequency. It doesn't respond to the conscious. So how do I feel subconsciously when I have a job? You know what I feel like? I don't give up. If nobody buys my product, my service or information, I don't give up. If nobody listens to none of my freaking shows, I don't care. Why? I got a job. How can I maintain the feeling? Because the universe responds to my feelings. And so when I have a job, I feel something. This is what I've been trying to tell you guys in that book that I told everybody to read called The Greatest Salesman on Earth, written in the 60s or 70s by that dude named Joe Girard. This is what he did to become a millionaire. He put a $100 bill in his pocket. That $100 bill made him feel. And that feeling went out into the universe, and the universe drew more $100 bills to him. So what is the secret? What's the smoking gun? What is the message? What's the thesis that I'm trying to tell you? The definition of the word faith is acting as if you got what you don't have. I don't know how to do it yet. I'm still honing that skill. That's why I go get a job. That's why I've had 50 of them. That's why I work for a week, 2 weeks, or a month. My whole business turns around. I start making money, hands over fist. And then I quit. And then the business slowly starts to dwindle. Why? Because I start worrying. I start pushing. I start stressing. I start saying subconsciously, I'm going to pay these bills. I'm going to pay these bills. I got to sell a product. I got to do it. I start pushing. And that push repels people. So you ain't got no relationship. So you ain't got no man. You ain't got no woman. So I got to get a man. I got to get a woman. So you start stressing. You start pushing. And that push repels people. But when you got a man, and you got a woman, you don't need a man. You go home to your wife. Man, you're comfortable. You relax. That comfortability, feeling of security, goes out to the universe, and everybody on earth is looking for that. And so everybody who wants comfort, everybody who wants security, they're attracted to you because you are emitting security. Every female wants to be provided for. Every female wants to be protected. Every female wants to feel like they are the most important. In fact, that they are the only woman. Men, every woman wants you to make them feel like no other woman matters. If you're with a woman and you're doing that you are attractive, brother. Every woman wants you because they want a man that cares for them. They want a man that gives them undivided attention. They want a man that's understanding. They want a man that sits down and they don't judge them. They say, baby, you have the right to feel and think the way that you feel and think. I'm not trying to change you. I'm not trying to correct you. If that's your thoughts, honey, I support you 100%. Man, go home and tell your woman that. Your neighbor be knocking on your door. bringing you cake. Hey, is y'all marriage great? Everything okay? Men, notice how women look at you when you're really into your wife. Why? They want a man like that. But if you ain't got no wife, you ain't got no spouse, how you feeling now? Yeah, that gone. So how do you be and act like you have when you don't? If anybody knows the answer to that question, you can call me. You ain't got to email me. You can call me, 210-290-5927. I'm all ears. I want to know. Because if anybody can figure that out, you'll be a multi-billionaire. Because the whole world is trying to figure out how to act as if when you don't. How do you know what you don't know? Can somebody please, how do you know what question? How do you know to ask a question you don't even know you're supposed to ask a question? How do you know to fight and you don't even know you're in a war? So how do you know what you don't know? See, the enemy knows that. See, the enemy knows that whatever you want, you can't have. The secret to life is exactly what Yahushua said. Let me tell you the secret to life. Let me tell you the secret to any and everything that you ever want. Let me tell you the secret to having more money, to being in pristine health, to have all knowledge, and to have a relationship with your father and others that beyond the pale of your imagination. Let me tell you the secret to life that has. That's the secret to life. To him that has. Let me read it for you the way Yahushua said it. Now, this is the purpose of life, according to the life giver. Yahushua came that you may have life. He didn't do nothing else. All this other shit that y'all doing, a waste of time. The only thing that matters, knowledge is a waste of time. Pursuit of, you know, racial issues, all of this stuff, people, Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, waste of freaking time. You better go on, you better oscillate and vibrate on a higher frequency, brother. All of these are lower. Now, are those issues? Absolutely. On a lower level. Those for peasants. We're not peasants. We're kings. We're queens. I'm talking to kings. I'm talking to queens. I'm not talking to peasants. So Matthew chapter 13, this is for kings. This is for queens. Matthew 13:11. This is your king replied. He replied, the knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been given unto you, but not unto them. See, I don't know if you understand, brothers. Kings. I'm talking to the king's kids right now. If you're not a king kid, I'm not talking to you. If you're not a royal priest, I'm not talking to you. If you're not a holy nation, I'm not talking to you. If you're not a joint heir, I'm not talking to you. If you're not glorified, if you're not justified, if you're not sanctified, if you're not purified, I'm not talking to you. This Yahushua says, this information is for you to know, but it's not for them. So Matthew 13:12 says this, whoever has will be given more and will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, see not. Though hearing, they hear not. I don't care if you got 20/20 vision, you blind as a freaking bat. Because you're looking for stuff you already got. Now, I'm not talking, this is my, y'all know. Let me remind everybody just in case. These messages are for me. I just invite you along to listen to what God is telling me. I'm in school. These are my lessons. And I just invite you along. That way, maybe you might be going through the same lesson that I'm going through. And God is telling me, Negro, why the fuck you keep asking me for the same beep? Oh, but now, this is how God talks to me. I don't know how your God talks to you. But see, but God talks to me, he don't play. God tells me, what the hell you walk around there crying and blowing snot? Get your ass up and get to work. You think this is a game? That's how God talks to me. I don't know what kind of God y'all got to play church. But see, my God, he don't play. He ain't got time for that. Because we got things to do. Because people are dying every day. There's people suffering while you walk around playing church. So we need to get our shiznit together yesterday. That means stop walking around like you need something. There ain't nothing you need. You have been given. Carry yourself like a king because you are one. Carry yourself like a queen. You ain't got to grovel. You ain't got to beg. You got to ask for, man, Did you know that you are fearfully, wonderfully made in the image of God? Why are you walking around broke, busted, and disgusted? Matthew 25, verse 29 says it this way. Matthew 25, 29 says, "For everyone who will be given more, and he will have an abundance, but the one who does not have, tell me you don't have money." I can't talk to you no more. I don't give a damn what your bank account looks like. What's in your freaking head? That's where your money's at. If you tell me you got health problems, we can't talk. We can't even be friends. I don't want you calling me, man. We can't be friends no more. Because I'm going to a place, and I'm going to a level where I don't give a rip what I see. I only care about what the word says. And my King says that I have been given everything that I need for life and godliness. So I don't care what the blue man, the green man, or the purple man says. I only care what my King says. And my King tells me, you have been given everything. So I ain't looking for nothing else. I'm happy, brothers and sisters. I woke up this morning, and I feel like I'm on cloud freaking nine. I don't care how much money is in my bank. I don't care what my blood pressure is. I don't care if you think I'm stupid. I don't care if my wife treats me like trash. I don't give a rip about that because those are non-issues. I don't care. Now, I know it sounds hard. You know, black people are getting gunned down in America. You know, we got racism. Look at the economy. We got two puppets running for president. Do you know that the world is probably coming to an end pretty soon? Because I've been saying for years, Barack Obama is probably going to be the last president of the United States. Some kind of way, these fools going to figure out a way to declare martial law and usher in all this and these Noahide laws and all of those stuff. Did you see me talking about that issue anymore? Right now, Nibiru is probably coming in, the destroyer and abandoning. These fools got Project CERN. They open up the pit. They unleashing all kind of demonic entities on Earth. They, you know, the water is undrinkable. Half of the Earth is dead. Man, we're in some bad business right now. And guess what? I sleep like a baby. I wake up every day living the dream. Because those are peasant issues. Peasants worry about that. I'm not a peasant. I'm a priest. I'm a king. So the eagle never flies through a storm. I don't know about y'all. Eagles don't fly through the storm. They fly above the storm. I am asking you, my brother. I'm asking you, my beautiful sister, rise above the storm. Rise above the storm. Look at your life the way God sees it. Put on his vision and take your vision. The enemy wants you to look at your problem. That's the only way it exists. Nothing exists until it is observed. Nothing exists until it is observed. Nothing exists until it is observed. Whatever you have. So whatever you got to do to make yourself feel like you have wealth, health, wisdom, and a good relationship, I don't care what you got to do. Whatever you, if you can walk around with $100 bill in your pocket, if you got to get a job, if you got to work out 100 times a day, if you got to stay up every night and read books, if you got to put yourself in a bad relationship so that will put yourself in a good, whatever you have to do to make yourself feel that you have the thing that you think you don't, you have to do that today. You have to put yourself in an environment where you have everything that you need for life and godliness. If you don't do that, you are drawing disaster into your life. You are ordering it. You are ordering your own demise. You are shooting your own self in the foot. You stabbing your own self in the back. You like in that movie Jim Carrey where he was in the bathroom beating himself up. And the dude walked in and said, "Dude, what are you doing?" He said, "Man, I'm kicking my own feet." You kicking your own butt. How are you kicking your own butt? Because you think you need something. Thought of lack. You serve a God of the abundance. There is no lack. There is no slack, slothful, sluggish. Those are all imaginary creatures. There is no individuals. There's no persons. All of these terms are Luciferian terms. Everything that you think is real is an illusion. Nothing is this except love. All this other crap is an illusion. Stop attaching yourself to this illusion. This is not real. This is just a figmentation of my vivid imagination. This is a figmentation of my vivid imagination. I am in this world, but I'm not of this world. I'm just a pilgrim passing through. Matthew 13, verse 12, in the New Living Translation says, to those who listen to my teachings, more understanding will be given to them, and they will have abundance of knowledge. But for those who are not listening to my teachings, even with little knowledge and understanding that they have, it shall be taken away from them. Brothers and sisters, I know I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed or the brightest bulb in the pack, but if you listen to these teachings, your understanding will increase, and you will have an abundance of perception and knowledge and consciousness to include what is already there. Because everything exists, it's just not inside of our circle. Expand your circle, expand your consciousness to include the things that you think you don't have, because in actuality, you do. Pay attention, therefore, to how you listen. Whoever has will be given more, but whoever does not have already, past tense, even what he thinks he has will be taken away from him. That's Luke chapter 8, verse 18. Pay attention, therefore, to how you listen. Because whoever has will be given. I don't know what you got to do. I don't know the answer how you do it. I'm trying to figure that out. When I figure it out, trust me, I'll be doing another show, and I'm going to let you know. But guess what? I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure out how to act like and how to really, really act like, really, not this fake make-believe stuff that they teach. I'm not talking about this make-believe, name and claim faith movement bullshitness that don't work. You can act like that if you want, and you will do exactly what I did. They're going to repossess your car, your house. You're going to be homeless. You can walk around with his name and claim his stuff if you want to. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about true, authentic feeling that you know. How do you feel when you know you got a job? Are you worried? You went to work. You put in, you did your 40 hours, and you know you got a check coming on Friday. How do you feel? You got a bill? Are you worried about that bill? Hell no. Why? You know you got a check coming. So how do you do that, and you don't got no check coming, and you don't got no job? I don't know. I don't know how to feel that way, and you don't have it. But trust me, I'm going to figure it out. And when I figure it out, I'm going to let you know. My brother, my sister, this your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. But who are instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue. Bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
They are still dreaming.
Yeah. Rated